You're listening to SBS News.
Meet the Matlub family. They were forced to flee Iraq in 2014 to escape persecution by IS. After spending 2 years in Jordan, the family of six was among a cohort of Syrian and Iraqi refugees that moved to Hobart in 2016. Nashwan Matlub says at first it was a difficult transition for his three young daughters.
In the beginning it was hard for them because different language, different friends, they don't have friends in that time. But when we started to school, this the life, it's going step by step. They got good English and many friends, and they are happy at the school. And with our neighbors, and we have now we've got a lot of friends, Australian friends.
The family plans to stay in Tasmania, and Nashwan is eager to one day buy a house.
My plans, a few years in the front, to get good job, and important for me to buy a house. Yes, that's the main things in my life. And the girls, they are going well, and they will get a good future here.
While the Matlub family have created a life in Tasmania, Father Shami Pereira from St. Mary's Catholic Cathedral says many of the Syrian and Iraqi refugees that came to Tasmania in 2016 ended up moving to mainland Australia.
Initially, there was quite an exodus of Syrian refugees and Iraqi. When I say Syrian, it's Syrian and Iraqi refugees, and there would have been at least 200 to 300 refugees, but most of them, after their initial 1 or 2 weeks, they went back to small pockets of Arabic-speaking communities back in mainland, or either Sydney or Melbourne.
Father Shami says although it's been 4 years, the families that remained in Tasmania are still at the start of their resettling journey.
They have in the long run, we need to buy a property. That's in their mind. So, and most of those families are in their middle age, age gap. So they are trying to find their feet on the ground and then establish here. So these are still, I would say, not initial stages, but these are very transitory, important stages that they are going through now.
He says of the original group of refugees that came in 2016, about 20 families have stayed in Hobart.
Right from the beginning, we have been having a lot of challenges. Main challenge has been lack of housing, accommodation. So they are seeking some stability, but due to lack of housing here in Hobart, some of them were sort of attracted to go to mainland.
In a statement, the Department of Home Affairs says in 2015-16, 568 refugee and humanitarian entrants were referred to Tasmania, including 136 entrants from the special intake from Syria and Iraq. It says humanitarian entrants who arrived in Tasmania received settlement support under the Humanitarian Settlement Services Program or the subsequent Humanitarian Settlement Program. They said humanitarian entrants, like other permanent residents of Australia, are free to determine their place of residence and can move to other locations after arrival. Catherine Doran from the Migrant Resource Centre in Hobart says it's not uncommon for refugees in smaller cities and regional areas to move to bigger centres like Sydney or Melbourne.
Tasmania is in common to many other regional settlement areas is that often people, when they first arrive here, they may actually have close contacts with family members or good friends that are located in other cities. So that can be a real driver to go and to be with those people.
She says it can also be hard finding a job and permanent housing.
Other factors may include things like employment, lack of affordable housing, but also if someone's from a very urban environment, they may wish to stay in an urban environment.
Nashwan Matlub and his wife Nadira are now hopeful for their daughters' futures.
We like Tasmania. It's a beautiful place, and we enjoyed in this place. Safe place, first one. and quiet. We're studying English, all my family, in the beginning and until now. I work volunteer at small community here in my area, in Bridgewater. I will be do many things, will be make myself strong to be a good mother and my kids good girls in the future. And I like all of them, they want to make a good life and happy life and do good job.